Well, good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, it's the 10th of April, 2024, and we're 2 days after one of the greatest eclipses we've seen in a many years, the Great American Eclipse, a full solar new moon, super moon eclipse in the sign of Aries, Mother of God. And we had so many other planets in the sign of Aries as well. So it's Aries is always an initiation point, as we spoke of in my last podcast. And thank you, my goodness, the amount of people that have been liking and sharing these podcasts. It's beautiful. And it's great that I can spread the word in my own way. I always say that I have been a numerologist for over 27 years, and I've helped thousands of people to remember and uncover and discover their true soul journey. And I never claim to be an astrologer, never, but I do research, and I get the information from different sources, and then I tell a story. Because ultimately, as I always say, I'm a storyteller who looks into people's souls to help them understand who they are. And you know, at the end of the day, we're all human people, we're all souls in human form trying to navigate these choppy waters. And I am also, and yes, I've met many people, you know, there's been plenty of makeups, breakups, breakdowns, breakthroughs in my life and in many people's lives. And we're all here to support each other. And that's why at this time of really cosmic collision, it's especially now with the energy of the eclipse that we will be feeling for at least 6 months, at least, if not more. But really, it began, well, this has been a cycle, as I discussed in my last previous podcast, so I'm not going to repeat that again. But just to adhere to it, like the March lunar eclipse on the 25th of March was really about the illumination of injustice. And now we're in this solar eclipse, which for me, the energy of that together, those they're going to bring us a lot more, highlight a lot more injustice, because it's Aries and Libra axis. And equally, we have, as we spoke of last time, Chiron, the beautiful half man, half horse, whom is the wounded healer, who is very much at play. So there's an awful lot going on, a lot of high energy. And today, particularly, friends, the 10th day of April, there's quite a rare mashup, we'll call it, of planets. And the particular one today, the 10th to the 11th of April, is Mars, which is very passionate, can sometimes be pushy Mars that rules Aries, which is colliding with restraining Saturn. And Saturn is always around boundaries. And so the lunar seas are really reaching high tide. And we've also Mercury retrograde in the pot. And as I fail, you know, Mercury retrograde in there, Mercury's going to be moving backwards, so it seems. But he's going to be also moving into different, you know, collaborating with different energies, which will heighten things. So again, be very mindful of that. Like, before you want to say anything, just take a breath. Reaction and response will be very apparent, and it'll be at least until April 25th. Please back up all your data. You know, make sure that there may be problems with phones, with your laptops, but particularly with communication. You know, people will think something when you say something, and you just have to be very mindful that people are only where they're at. And then we have the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. So really up until about May 13th, when it really is in its full flight again, back in its forward direction, is the time to really look at maybe booking flights. It's not a good time to travel during a Mercury retrograde period. It really isn't. And so just be mindful of that. So in the midst of all this, you know, the solar eclipses, we're leading up until the 20th of April, which is going to be a separate podcast, so I won't be talking about that. I wanted to look today at this Aries-Libra axis, and also the number 10, which is today, and 11, which will be tomorrow. 10 is always the divine masculine. The 1 is the action. It's the alpha. It's the beginning. It's the start. And the zero is the unlimited potential that is here. So for all of us to work with and to benefit from. And then tomorrow would be the divine feminine, the 11, the duality, the as above, so below, as within, so without. You hear me speak of this a lot. But I felt it was important. The Libra, the Aries Libra axis, which is very apparent at the moment in terms of the eclipses, the Aries is to do with war, and then the Libra is to do with peace. And that's just the general interpretation of it. And the fact that we have Chiron in there as well, aligning with the North Node, it just exacerbates what needs to be addressed. And the North Node is always to do with our soul's evolution. And the South Node is always to do with our past karma, past lives, past lessons. So with the illumination of La Luna back in March 25th with that lunar eclipse, you know, it's very much a call for action right now. And this super new eclipse has to help us to stop the procrastination, perhaps, of Libra. Librans tend to, again, this is very general, can be procrastinators because it's the balance, the yin and the yang. But equally, the Aries is about leadership, getting things done. Let's start this. No more messing around. No more procrastinating. So this is about us proving to ourselves that we've got the power for impact. It really is important. And April the 10th, it's a bit like a whiplash day, if you will, today, because Speedy Mars is on its journey to get things done, to change, to action, whereas Saturn will slam on the brakes. And they're all coming together in the sign of Pisces as well. Dreamy Pisces that goes, hey, let's go with the flow. Whereas there's going to be a little bit of tugging and so forth today. But I wanted to bring that into with relationships. So the Aries Libra is all about, you know, the yin and the yang, but also about how we relate. A lot of relationships, I'm seeing it a lot with clients, are being put under the hammer. They're being put under the spotlight, La Luna, and then the solar. So the La Luna, the lunar eclipse is always to do with the divine feminine, and the solar, the divine masculine. And again, I'm using this in context. I'm not going to change those words because I'm going to keep them as that. So if it offends anyone, I apologize, but I'm going to use the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So in context of relationships, it's easier. So with that, for us right now, I feel a lot of people are starting to come into their power. And for so long, we have had a very male, patriarchal, dominant society. And now, since the year 2000, really, we've been coming into the rise of the divine feminine again, feminine intuition, women being recognized and treated equally. And believe me, this is not going to be a lecture. I'm not going to do that. What I am trying to talk about, though, is relationships and the imbalance, Libra, with in context of relationships with dominance and power, and then also equally with, you know, how would I put it, people who are also with victims of dominance and power and control and coercion and many ways. And it's a misuse of power, and it can be physically, emotionally, mentally and spiritually. And I've been doing, as I say, I've been working with people for over 27 years, and I've been on the planet a little bit longer than that. So I've had lots of life experience, both personally, but also working with thousands of people. And I'm really starting to see the balance start to shift, the scale start to shift, which is really, really good. And it's about people stepping into their own sovereignty, their own power, taking the reins and deciding what the direction is they wish to go. And with that in mind, there is still a huge surge on the world stage. You just have to look at the music industry, the royal households, shall we say, and also the film industry and all industries, really. But I'm just using those three particularly because it's this injustice justice of power play, and we're witnessing it on the world stage. And of course, as I'm always saying, friends, what we're seeing on the world stage, we also have to look at it in our own lives. And it has become very apparent that issues around young children, teenagers, and minors have been exploited in those particular sectors. And I feel that's all coming out now, all that illumination with the lunar eclipse particularly, and now the solar, will bring out issues that have been left dormant and laid dormant for centuries. And so now, in terms of our own relationships that we all have ourselves, are particularly, we say, love relationships, we'll work with that, but also family dynamics, the dance of the narcissistic relationships versus the empath. I call it the narcissistic dance. So it's dealing with high conflict individuals, and a lot of people are empathic. And then there is the toxicity of that connection. And I see it all the time in my work. So with that in mind, myself and another colleague and friend, Rebecca Wolfenson, who is a social worker, psychotherapist, amongst gifted healer, amongst many things, we are coming together on the 4th of May to physically together in Dublin to run a one-day workshop called Empath 101. And in that workshop, it's a small workshop to start off with. We will be doing it online eventually, but at the moment we just want to do a physical one. We're going to be supporting empaths particularly whom have experienced the narcissistic and high conflict person in their lives, be it in their own personal intimate lives or in family dynamics, work colleagues and so forth. And we're going to come and we're going to share some of our own wisdom. I'll be doing what I do best, meaning helping people to understand their soul on a soul level. And between myself and Rebecca, with Rebecca's high expertise, we're going to help people, particularly empaths, to understand, you know, the dynamic of self-protection strategies, understanding your own unique life path, which is what I'll be doing, and also helping people to learn relationship dynamics between the empath and a high conflict person. So if that's something you're interested in, please email me. I'll have the information down below. It will be a small group to start, and this is something we're going to develop and grow, and so it is a pilot, if you will, and I can give you all the information if you contact me. And it is in Dublin. You will need to be present, and it's the 4th of May 2024. It's a good date. So we all need to have these protection strategies, particularly as we're navigating some stormy waters. So friends, if I can help you understand your soul contract and purpose, or anyone else for a forecast, please feel free to contact me. And also, if you want to be part of a growing community where I give a message every single day to my community members, please feel free to contact me as well on the information below. Be safe, be careful. Today is a rare, you know, conjunction between, that only happens once every other year. So, you know, Mars and Saturn, there could be a bit of a tug of war. So go gently and remember Mercury's in retrograde. Take a deep breath and know that all is in divine order. And so it is.